Thank you. Happy New Year and good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of AEP Ohio, I'd like to welcome everyone to today's bidder information webcast. This is for AEP Ohio's Competitive Bidding Process, or CBP, and today's webcast is focused on the March 2016 auction. Again, my name is Benjamin Chi. I'm with NERA Economic Consulting. NERA is the auction manager that manages this CBP process. With me today presenting is Dr. Chantal Lacasse, also with NERA. And with us on this call, we also have representatives of AEP Ohio that will assist in answering any questions that may require subject matter expertise. Before I begin this presentation, here on slide one, I will begin with a disclaimer. So the CBP, the competitive bidding process, is a process that has been approved by the PUCO, the Public Utilities Commission of Ohio. And the governing documents in this process will include the PUCO decisions in case number 132385 ELSSO. This is related to AEP Ohio's Third Electric Security Plan, or ESP3. The other documents that are governing in this process will also include the bidding rules for the auction, also known as the CBP rules, the standard contract known as the Master Standard Service Offer Supply Agreement, or Master SSO Supply Agreement, the rules and protocols for participation by associated bidders, as well as the Part 1 and Part 2 application forms. So the disclaimer is this: any statements that we make here on this call that describes or refer to documents and agreements are summaries only, and they are qualified in their entirety by reference to such governing documents. You can certainly find the documents on the CBP website. There is a dedicated website. You can find the address right here on this slide at the bottom, www.aepohiocbp.com. And with this slide, just want to cover a couple of acronyms that we'll be using throughout this presentation. So we have ESP3 for AEP Ohio's Third Electric Security Plan. We have the CBP for the competitive bidding process, SSO to refer to the standard service offer, and PUCO, or the commission, referring to the Public Utilities Commission of Ohio. Here we have a screenshot of the CBP website. On the CBP website, the address again is listed there right on that slide, aepohiocbp.com. On the left navigation bar, on the screenshot, as you can see, there are many links. On this slide, I will just highlight three of them for you. The CBP website is a central source of information for this auction process. So certainly it's a place where bidders should go to first to find information related to the process as well as the auction. So the first link that you'll find is under Contact Us. There's a sublink that says Register. This is quite an important place for bidders and interested parties to register for information to the extent that you have not done so already, to sign up to get email alerts regarding timelines, reminders, deadlines that are coming up, as well as upcoming information or postings. The second link that you'll find is under Contact Us is Ask a Question. There is an FAQ process in place where bidders can ask questions to the auction manager regarding elements of the auction process, the products, or the bid submission procedures. We ask that you submit your questions outside of this webcast using the web form on the central website that we have set up for this purpose. This allows bidders to ask your questions, and all questions as well as responses provided to the bidders will be posted as FAQs to the website. And there is an FAQ link on the website as well that you can review all questions that have been asked by bidders in the past. And the third link that you'll find is the link that says register for an application account. This is to facilitate the application process so you know the application process is an online process where you will log in to an application portal to submit your qualification materials to be qualified as a bidder, as well as to submit part two form or application materials to be registered as a bidder. The first step to that is to get an application account to the extent that you have not applied for the auction. Please register for an application account. Returning bidders that have participated in the past three auctions under this ESP3 do not need to do so, and we'll explain more about the application process later on in this presentation. And so you know, right after this call, the presentation as well as the Q&As that come out of this call will all be posted to the CBP website. So the CBP website is maintained by NERA. We're on slide 3. NERA, again, is the auction manager that manages this process on behalf of AEP Ohio and will be the main contact for bidders. So what we are saying here is if you have any questions, please direct your questions regarding the CBP or the auction to NERA, to us, through the Ask a Question page on the website. Do not ask representatives of the Commission or AEP Ohio. This will help us ensure that all bidders have the same information and have fair access to the same information from one point of contact. This will allow us to ensure that the CBP rules as approved by the Commission are followed, to ensure that bidders are treated fairly and that qualifications are evaluated equitably as well. NERA, as the auction manager, will administer the conduct of the auction and will also present the results to the Commission. For today's agenda, we have 5 parts. The first 2 parts of the agenda, we will cover sort of the what questions, what the product is, what the process is like at a high level. We'll talk about the transaction terms by way of describing the product design as well as the contract terms and the credit terms under the contract. And then the latter part of this presentation, part 3, 4, and 5, we will talk about the how to submit an application in the application process and how to submit a bid and where to find information and the types of information that is available on the CBP website. So more on the practical aspects of the auction process. We will stop at 2 points in this presentation to take questions. So here is one housekeeping item for you. So you may ask your questions at any point in time throughout this presentation. To do so, we ask that you locate the Q&A box on the right side of your screen, not the chat box, but the Q&A box, and select all panelists in the Ask box. Type in your question, including any relevant slide numbers, and click Send to submit your question. We will certainly respond to questions if we can along the way, but if unable to do so, we have 2 dedicated points to answer or respond to your questions. The first point where we will pause is after part 2 on product design and contract. And then we will proceed to the second half of this presentation, starting with part 3 through part 5 on the practical aspects of the auction process. And we will take questions again at the end of the presentation. So these instructions will be provided again when we reach those stopping points. So starting with slide 7, I will talk about what the product is as well as general timeline. We'll provide an overview here for you. So in this process, under the current ESP number 3, AEP Ohio will procure full requirement service for its SSO customers through a series of 6 options. So here we provide you a graphical layout of the options, what we are procuring, as well as when we are going out to procure this supply. So on the blue bars on the top, you will see that there will be 6 points in this multi-solicitation process where we'll be going out for auction to receive supply bids. So we have conducted 3 auctions so far. The first and the second auction was held in spring of 2015, April and May of 2015. We have held a third auction in November of 2015. We are on to our 4th auction. This is also known as the March 2016 auction. And then we will have 2 remaining auctions in the current plan to be held after this point in time. And basically, in the first and the second auction, we have acquired a series of contracts for a 1, a 2-year, and a 3-year term. There is a laddering structure in place where in the third and the fourth auctions, we have or are going out for a 24-month term to replace the contracts that have been acquired in the early on in 2015 that will be expiring in May 31st of 2016. So the supply start, the supply period for this upcoming auction will start June 1st, 2016 through May 31st, 2018. As you can find on this slide for auction number 4, this is soliciting for the same product as we have had in the third auction. So the product term, the 24-month term, is exactly the same as what we had in the prior auction held in November. We're just going out at a different point in time for that same product. And we're looking to procure a total of 17% of load. Load will be divided into tranches. To be more precise, we are also, put differently, looking to procure 17 tranches of load in this through this auction. There is a load cap, and that means that a bidder cannot bid or win more than 13 tranches as a maximum through this auction process in this March 2016 auction. So the main takeaway here is we are having a 4th auction that will take place in March. We are looking to procure 17% of load, and the characteristics of this product is exactly the same as what we have gone out with in November of 2015. So in terms of the product description, here the product we're after is a load following, slice of system, full requirements load and product that we are after. So I'll just break that down very quickly here for you. So when we say it's a load-following product, what we mean is that the load of SSO customers will be divided into tranches, and each tranche represents 1% of SSO customers' load. So that's what a tranche means. What it also means is that you have to follow that load being a load-following product, and the load that you will follow is the load of non-shopping customers, those that take retail generation service from AEP Ohio. It's a slice of system, meaning that you're not bidding to supply load of residential customers or commercial customers. It's a slice of the SSO customers' load. So this is what we mean by a slice of system. And it's not a financial product. We're looking for physical delivery, and it has to be delivered to this delivery point. The P-Node ID is provided here for your reference, 12693646770, P-Node ID in the PJM system. And when we say it's a full requirements product, what we mean is that you as the SSO supplier will be the load serving entity and will have the load serving entity responsibility. This is assumed by you as the SSO supplier. This will mean that you will have scheduling obligations to schedule SSO supply, and that you will be making arrangements for the physical delivery of SSO supply to the delivery point. We provide here for you on this slide 9 the results of the last auction held in November. Again, we're providing here for your reference, you will find the results of the first two auctions and prior auctions as well on the CBP website. This is of relevance given that this is the same product that we are soliciting in this upcoming March 2016 auction. In the last auction we have held in November, there were 14 registered bidders. The auction lasts for a total of 13 rounds. The starting price back in November was between $70 and $95 per megawatt hour. That is the range of the starting prices. And the delivery start and end is, of course, the same for this auction, starting June 1st, 2016 through May 31st, 2018. We were looking then, as well as now, for a total of 17 tranches, and the auction clearing price from last November was at $48.29 per megawatt hour. This is an announcement that I have to make, and this point of the presentation, the auction date is currently slated to be held on March 29. That's a Tuesday. Again, March 29 is the start of the auction. The product type we have here is, again, or period is for a 24-month period starting June of 2016 through May 2018, a total of 17 tranches, for which any bidder can only bid up to a maximum of 13 tranches, equivalent to 13%, given that each tranche is 1% of SSO load. The auction format is a descending clock auction. What this means is that we will feature multiple tranches of a single term, meaning we are going to feature a total of 17 tranches in this auction for a single term of 24 months. That's the product. The auction will proceed in multiple rounds. What this means and how this works is that in the descending clock auction, you do not name your price, but the auction manager will name a price in each round. And at the going price announced by the auction manager, the suppliers, the bidders, will indicate the number of tranches you want to supply at the going price. At the end of the round, if we have more bids, more tranches needed than more tranches bid than tranches needed, then we will have excess supply. If there is excess supply, the auction will continue to the next round and the price will tick down. And the process will continue in that round where we collect the bids. If there are more tranches bid than needed, then it will continue to the next round again, and round and round until there is no longer excess supply, where we have the number of tranches bid equal or less than the number of tranches needed. And the second half of this slide here, all that we are indicating here is that we understand that not all clock auctions work the same way, and for for this variant of the clock option, there will be no sealed bid round. And along the way, when bidders withdraw tranches from the auction, you must provide exit prices throughout the auction in the round in which you withdraw tranches. And with that, the auction will establish a single clearing price so that all bidders will be paid that same price, will be paid based on that same price, and that is the single clearing price that we're indicating here on slide 11. All right, on slide 12, here we have another announcement, which is the minimum and the maximum starting prices. So first, the announcement. So the minimum starting price for this March 2016 auction is $70 per megawatt hour, and the maximum starting price is $90 per megawatt hour. There are two purposes for announcing this. The first point I'll make here is, as I have said in the prior slides, each round the auction manager will indicate a price and you will indicate the number of tranches that you are willing to supply at the price in that round. So the round one price, known as the starting price of the auction, will be somewhere in between this range, will be somewhere in between $70 and $90 per megawatt hour. We're not announcing the round one price here today. The round one price will be announced to registered bidders on March 24th. But it will certainly be somewhere in between this range. The second purpose of the announcing this minimum and maximum starting prices is so that in the part two application, what we'll do is that we'll be asking you to provide and indicate to us indicative offers at the minimum and the maximum starting prices. The indicative offer is just a number of tranches that let us know in the part two application stage that you're willing to serve at the maximum starting price. And what it does is that it will set your initial eligibility for the auction. That is the maximum that you will be able to bid in round one of the auction. And certainly would also mean by that the maximum number of tranches you can bid in the auction itself. When you name your indicative offer at the maximum starting price, you must also support that with financial security in the form of a pre-bid letter of credit or cash, as well as, if applicable, additional pre-bid security that we will explain later on in this presentation. On the bottom half of this slide is just an announcement regarding the megawatt measure. So the megawatt measure is currently set at 26.27 megawatts. This is on a per tranche basis and is for non-shopping customers only, meaning for SSO customers. This is based on the PLC. The PLC is based on the 5 CP or 5 highest coincidental peaks experienced by PJM in 2015. Again, for SSO customers, meaning non-shopping customers only. And importantly, just a reminder, this is a load-following product, meaning that you're not responsible for a fixed megawatt of supply during the supply period. You're responsible to meet a percentage of the load of SSO customers. So the megawatt measure that is provided here is provided for reference purposes only. The amount of actual supply that you must deliver will depend on many factors, including the demand changes of SSO customers, as well as any migration of SSO customers. All right, and here we have another announcement on slide 13 on seasonal factors. And under the contract, so you know, the payment is adjusted by seasonal factors. It's based on the auction clearing price times seasonal a seasonal factor for summer months and non-summer months. That is how it is described in the contract. The announcement here is that we are setting the summer seasonal factor to be 1 and the non-summer seasonal factor to be 1 as well. So by way of that, what we are saying is that you will be essentially paid the auction or based on the auction clearing price without any adjustments for seasonal factors. Under the CBP rules, we have up through March 9th to make any changes to this, but at this point, we expect that there will be no such seasonal factor adjustments to the payment for products that are won in this auction process. All right, here we are on to a calendar slide number 14. This is a slide that provides you the key dates for this auction process. We have an alternate guarantee process that has come and have passed, and at this point there is a two-part application process that precedes your participation in the actual auction. The part one application is for interested parties to submit in a part one application to be qualified in the auction process, and the part two application is for qualified bidders to submit a part two application to be registered as a to become a registered bidder in the auction process. And the part one application window will start January 28 and will end at noon on the part one date, which is Wednesday, February 17. The part two window opens on February 24th and will end on March 15 at noon. That's the part one and the part two application process. If you're registered pursuant to a successful part two process, you may then participate in the trial auction that's scheduled for March 23rd. And the actual auction will be on March 29. That's the start of the auction. Throughout this application or this auction process, we'll make a couple of announcements. I've made some of the announcements early on in this presentation. I've announced the tranche targets, tranche size, megawatt measure, as well as the range of the starting price for the auction. On March 9, or before then, we have to confirm the seasonal factors as well as the megawatt measures for you. And the round one price will be announced to registered bidders on March 24th. Now we'll talk a little bit about the part one and the part two application process. The main takeaway on this slide is that the primary way that you will submit an application, part one or part two, is really through an online portal. It's an online process. The part one application process is for you to become qualified bidders, for you to submit your application, part one application materials. The window again is January 28th through February 17. We will ask you to log in to the application website and provide us contact and company information. There will be these forms that you will have to download, and we call them inserts. You will have to download these inserts. You have to complete them, sign them in some cases, scan them or take a picture of them and upload them back to the application portal. You can also use the application portal to submit any supporting documents like financial statements and things like that. So the basic thing here is that throughout this process, there will be no wet signatures required, no hard copies required of you. The most that we'll ask of you is to sign it on your own end and to upload them back to the application portal. The Part 2 application is for qualified bidders to submit a Part 2 application to be registered in the auction. The window is February 24th to March 15th. You will be asked to provide the information required in a Part 2 application form and in particular indicative offers. There will be some inserts that you will have to download, sign, complete, take a picture or scan and upload back to the application portal. And here again, no hard copies are required except if you are submitting a pre-bid letter of credit. That's the only item for which we will need a hard copy executed document from you, a pre-bid letter of credit, or cash for which you will wire that cash to AP Ohio's account, and we will provide you that information. So again, this is an online application process. The first step of required of you is to request for an online application account if you have not already done so, or if you're not a returning bidder. All right, on slide 16, in terms of the post-auction process, the auction will be held again on March 29. On that same day, the auction manager will provide a confidential report to the commission when the auction closes. And the auction results are subject to the approval of the commission. The commission, upon receipt of our results, of our report with the results, they will have 2 business days to render a decision. 2 points here to note. First, if they do not make a decision within this review period, then the auction results are deemed accepted by the commission. The second point is that while I say that there is a 2-day review period by the commission, historically the commission has made its decision within 1 business day, meaning the day after the auction close. I make this point here for you because there is an obligation to sign the master SSO supply agreement as well as to fulfill the creditworthiness requirements within 3 days of the commission acceptance of the results. Upon their acceptance of the results, the commission may also publicly release the auction clearing price as well as the names of the winning bidders from the auction. All right, we'll move right on to this second part of the slides dealing with the product design and the contract. So here on this slide 18, where we talked about the product, we'll cover the full requirements aspect of the product first before we talk about the load following aspects of the product. So this is a load following slice of system full requirements product. When we say it's a full requirements product, just take note that if you become a winning bidder in this auction process, then you will be called a SSO supplier upon execution of the master SSO supply agreement. You will assume all responsibilities of a load serving entity. You'll be responsible for providing full requirements service to SSO customers. You'll bear all costs that are associated with this responsibility. The easiest way for me to point you to most of where you can find this, the breakdown of these requirements is, first of all, the requirements are all laid out in the Master SSO Supply Agreement. So you should certainly review that document so that you know what the obligations are. The LSE obligations between what you're responsible for as well as what the AP Ohio is responsible for can also be further broken out in Attachment F. You'll find a sample PGM invoice attached to the agreement as Attachment F for your reference. That can give you a sense of some of the things in more detail that you are responsible for. And here I lay out some of them for you on slide 19. So in terms of the supply obligations for full requirements, you will be responsible to provide energy, capacity, ancillary services, certain transmission services, as well as any other type of service as may be required by PJM of you as the load-serving entity. And under the contract, AP Ohio have carved out some items for which you are not responsible for which AP Ohio will be responsible for. So in attachment F, you'll find the term EDC to indicate AP Ohio as the electric distribution company that will be responsible for some of these items, including firm transmission service from the delivery point, as well as other FERC-approved non-market-based charges, and they will also be responsible for, AP Ohio will be responsible for the renewable resource requirement for serving SSO supply. So here on this slide 20, we will talk a little bit about what it means that you will be serving a load-following product. So you are required to follow the load of SSO customers, standard service offer customers. In short, they are non-shopping customers, customers that have not switched to take service from a CREST supplier, and meaning that they are taking retail generation service from AP Ohio. Included in SSO load is the load of residential customers, commercial and industrial customers, lighting customers, PIP, or what we call percentage of income payment plan customers, as well as special contract customers. Just a note here on the PIP customers. While I lay out here PIP customers, just take note that currently there is an existing legislation change that provides for PIP customer load to be auctioned off separately. But at this time, under the Master SSO supply agreement, the PIP customer's load is part of SSO customer's load that you as the SSO supplier will be responsible for. All right, and then I will now turn to the credit requirements under the contract. The credit requirements under the contract, there are really two of them. I'll talk about how the process works very quickly, and I'll go through the two requirements here. So how the process works is that AP Ohio will grant to the supplier a unsecured line of credit. Basically, there will be two lines of credit for each of the two requirements. But for each of these requirements or exposure under the contract, they will grant to you a unsecured line of credit. The unsecured line of credit will be based on the credit rating and tangible net worth of the bidder or a guarantor if you're relying on the creditworthiness of a guarantor. And certainly AP Ohio will not grant you a unsecured line of credit if you're relying on the creditworthiness of a guarantor until you have provided a executed guarantee to AP Ohio that is acceptable to AP Ohio. Any exposure that exceeds the unsecured line of credit will then be required to be met with either a performance assurance letter of credit or cash under the contract. So you know the form of the guarantee as well as the performance assurance letter of credit, they are all provided as attachments to the Master SSO Supply Agreement. The form of guarantee is provided as Attachment D. The letter of credit is Attachment E of the Master SSO Supply Agreement. So back to the two requirements. The first requirement is known as the ICR, or the Independent Credit Requirement. This is tied or associated with the unsecured line of credit known as the Independent Credit Threshold, or ICT. These two terms, the ICR and ICT, goes hand in hand. They go together. And the ICR basically is a requirement that is on a per tranche basis, and this is an amount that will decline over the term of the Master SSO Supply Agreement. More about this, these amounts, they are laid out in Attachment C1 of the Master SSO Agreement. The second requirement is a mark-to-market exposure, and it is tied to the unsecured credit line that is known as the credit limit. So the mark-to-market and the credit limit are terms that will go together under the contract. You can find more about the mark-to-market methodology under Attachment C2 of the contract, but basically what it does is that it will be based on the prevailing market price on a valuation date, and the difference of that with the market price that is in effect on at the close of the auction. And certainly you can find the entire credit requirements spelled out for you in Article 5 of the Master SSO Supply Agreement. And with that, I will conclude the first part of today's presentation.